When federal authorities shut down some Somali money order offices across the United States last fall, they alleged that some of the funds were being channeled to the Al-Qaeda terrorist network. Many Somali immigrants depend on wire transfers to send money home to desperate relatives, and they're worried as the remaining Somali wire services face continuing pressure. Minnesota Public Radio's Mary Lozier reports.
By some estimates, the wire service crackdown has dramatically cut the flow of money to Somalia. Randolph Kent, the UN humanitarian coordinator for Somalia, says while there are no hard figures, he can see the effects as he travels to villages around the country.
People come to me and say, you know, we are having a real problem. Our family no longer has been able to get the $50, $100, $150 that we need to subsist. So that is a very worrying problem for us.
Standard money wiring services like Western Union don't serve Somalia, a country whose ruined economy cannot support a conventional banking system. So Somalis living in the U.S. depend on the informal money transfer networks known as hawalas to send money home. They worry that the fewer hawalas remain, the more difficult that will be. Minnesota is thought to have the nation's largest population of Somali immigrants, estimated at around 30,000. Since the federal crackdown in November, the number of Somali wire services in the state has dropped from about a dozen to two or three. In addition to those shut by federal agents, other small storefront offices have closed because of a new state law requiring each wire service to have a $100,000 net worth. The service must also post a $50,000 bond and pay a $4,000 licensing fee for each office. Osman Sahardid, Assistant Executive Director of the Somali Community of Minnesota, wants the legislature to modify the law.
We don't think that money is reasonable for a small business that's open for a refugee community to be required that amount of money. That's another way of saying we are closing you guys, because you cannot come up with the money.
Dahab Shiel, the largest remaining Somali wire service, has had to close its offices in rural Minnesota. The Ohio-based company has also ceased operations in Maine while it tries to comply with state requirements there. As well as increased state scrutiny, wire transfer businesses now face the possibility of more federal regulations. A law designed to fight terrorism, known as the Patriot Act, may require money transfer companies to check the immigration status of clients and perform other background checks. Treasury Department spokesperson Tasia Scalinas says the new regulations are a necessary tool in the war against terrorism, but she's aware of the concerns of legitimate businesses.
In the drafting of these new regulations that are going to apply to these different businesses that move money out of the country, the Treasury Department is making every effort to balance the burden to the private sector with the needs of law enforcement.
Scalina says the department has shut down only wire services linked by hard evidence to terrorist financing, though so far no terrorism-related charges have been filed against owners of any of the wire services closed by federal agents. For NPR News, I'm Mary Lozier.